You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
We're going to fall in love through our shared connection with music. That's one of the things that brought us together, was singing Opposites Attract.
We're going to be singing
y'all
through
knew
this whole podcast.
This was really going to be a disaster if you don't like our singing.
I don't have to sing everything I do.
Yeah. We're going to be all over the singing.
Crap, I gotta find my notes.
One of the contestants said that they're really good at harmonies.
Same.
Me too, as we heard just last week how good I am at harmonies. So here we are, episode one.
Let's harmonize on happy birthday. Ready?
Okay, are you going to go normal?
You just have to.
Okay, I'm just going to sing and you harmonize around me.
Okay,
ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Who are we singing it to? Do we know
happy any? Happy birthday, dear
Rachel.
Happy birthday.
You
I always follow you.
That's
okay,
the
ready?
Problem.
Yep.
You have to learn
right.
Me. All you have to do is sing.
Just
it
sing normal. Okay, let's try that last line again.
Happy birthday. Dear
Rachel. Happy birthday to you. We did it.
No.
Beautiful. It happened.
To divorce you and move in with Trevor.
Well, I have it coming. You're going to divorce me and move in with Michael. Here's my original song. A Hello, Michael. That's my Michael impression.
It's not too great.
Yeah, well, but I mean, it sounds like him, though. It's not great, but let's hear your Michael.
Guys, we have a question for you. Are you ready to sing it loud?
Yeah.
Can I just make a statement?
Yeah, please. Please do.
Can I sing a statement?
Sing, but that's even better.
I'm not going to sing.
Can you sing a statement, though? Is that impossible? A contradiction in
this
terms.
This franchise was downright refreshing.
It was as refreshing as a pure White Claw with lemon in
which
it.
Which is what I'm drinking yeah. Right now. I've decided that's going to be what's the word I'm looking for?
Your signature.
My signature cocktail for The Bachelor,
yeah.
Colin, listen to your heart.
Yeah. No, I agree. I found this refreshing. We were dreading this. Listeners know. We've been dreading
amazing.
This.
I think
refreshing is the right word. I might not go as far as amazing, but I found it refreshing.
It was delightful.
I'm also down for delightful. That's good. No, I have in my notes several things that I liked about it. I like that there is, I'm not sure if there's like actually a recording contract or something on the line at the end of this. But, like, there's more in it. Like, for Paradise, like, you're often like, why are these people here? You know?
Right.
Like,
do you just want a ring? It's for the exposure, which this is too.
Right. But this, what I like about this one, though, is, like, it's all up front. Like, everyone's here because they want to be musicians. They
and
know
because
it.
Because they want to fall
and
in love.
And because they want to fall in love
Harrison
as well.
Said that a couple of times.
More than
Bachelor,
a couple of times.
We're concerned with love.
Love is at the center of everything
love
we do.
Love is our biggest deal. Our second biggest deal is still frog gigging.
Well, but I like that, you know, in the past it's always like, so-and-so is really here to start his tequila brand or launch his music career. Like, now we all know. Like, no, none of these people are here to be Instagram models. They're here because they want to be singers.
I believe that some of them are also here to be Instagram models.
Sure, that's fine. But I feel like it's okay. The ulterior motives are a little bit cleaner in this, and yeah. I don't mind that.
It's just upfront.
Yeah, it's upfront, and that's fine. Like, why wouldn't you go on TV if you had a chance to get musical exposure?
Well, I want to say something else that I found refreshing yeah. slash
refresh us
delightful.
Okay,
well, a couple things centered around the new cast.
Okay.
It's great to have nobody there that we already yes. fucking know.
Yes.
Except for Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Yeah, and they barely knew who he was.
Yeah.
That one guy called him Chris Handsome.
Which was incredibly apropos.
Yeah, accurate.
A Freudian slip.
Oops.
But, yeah, I thought that they, like, we didn't even get any, like, nobody here knows each other. Well, Brandon and Bree know each other from the Nashville
right.
scene. Like, there wasn't any of that.
Right. It's very nice. And now there's no, that, like, Jed popping up to sing a song. There's none of their old people popping
in. I'm pretty sure Trevor might just be Jed. He has the same jacket. He has yeah. the same ruggish good looks.
He's a poor man's Jed, which is really saying something.
I think that Jed is a poor man's Trevor.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah. Well, how many dog food commercials did Trevor write?
Get yourself some better bone.
You want to try to harmonize on that?
I don't remember. Is that how... What's
your dog really does deserve the best. Go pick him up some better bone. Your dog.
Is that really
that's it? Yeah, that's the
Does
whole thing.
Deserve the best.
Go pick him up some better bowl.
$5,025.
$600
Let's just.
It's just a musical
sing.
Podcast. Should we just the sing? World. Well, there was like the one part of this show where I was like, oh no. Was when they're all like jockeying for the piano.
I love it.
And like, but like not singing that great. Like at one point somebody sings Stand By Me and then they have to put the real Stand By Me in so that it actually sounds
Which,
good.
Which, fun fact, was the song that we danced to at our wedding.
Correct. That is fun. Yeah. I like that. Hey, real quick, we got a couple of quick shouts. Not many because nobody reviewed us this week.
I didn't
Thanks,
get to say
guys.
My second thing about the
oh,
cast.
Oh, your second thing about the cast.
My
okay.
second thing about the cast is that I feel like they have some people on here who normally would not be on a regular season of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
Yeah, I like it. Can you elaborate?
Sure. Mel, Rudy, mm-hmm. those girls aren't making the cut.
But those were some, especially Rudy, like I liked those, like they're a little bit... blunter.
Oh,
like,
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, a lot
I'm
more
saying,
personality.
Like, I feel
yeah,
like there was more personality. Yep. There was more. I'm not going to say that there was more diversity because we still only have a couple of people of color.
Right.
But I feel like just in terms of like general looks, there was more diversity.
Sure.
You
yeah.
have Savannah, who would be on a regular
yes.
season of The Bachelor, and Jamie. But beyond that, I mean, even like, who's that blonde girl?
Julia.
Yeah. Even her, I was like, she's not really the Bachelor type.
Sure,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, she's not Bachelor material. No, I agree. I think that that's right. And, of course, you were fawning over Ryan all night. But
listen, Ryan, Sheridan,
yeah,
Trevor.
Yeah, it's got some eye candy for
Mommy
you.
Nike. I like what I see.
Sing yeah. for me, my pretties.
Oh. Well, I wish one of them had come in a Phantom of the Opera
yeah.
mask.
Well, there's the other thing that I like. No goddamn limo gags. Everybody just comes
Everybody's
in.
Everybody's just walking in.
Yeah. Well, and this shows how, like, Paradise does this, of course. But, like, I like
yeah,
that there's,
there aren't
like...
gags in Paradise.
But what I was going to say is I like that there's, like, multiple... Like, there can be love triangles. And, like, I mean, I know that happens in the regular Bachelor, too. But, like... Everyone has more than one option, and that
yes.
makes things much
yeah,
more
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, there's off to a good start on this. We'll get into the specifics. As I said, we have a couple quick shout-outs. Our listener, Barry, sent us a really nice email.
Barry. Hello, Barry.
And then our two listeners in Hope Valley, Rhode Island. Thank you for listening.
Hope Valley. That sounds like a nice place.
Yeah, I'm sure it's great. Yeah.
Yikes.
We spent a lovely time on Block Island.
Block Island.
Rhode Island.
Yep.
Yeah. The mouthful.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. So what? So Harrison introduces the show by saying that it was inspired by a film. And he says...
Well, first he's like, of course, we at The Bachelor love...
are all big fans of the movie A Star Is Born.
But, like, it was such a weird, like... Obviously, right. We at The Bachelor love A Star Is Born. Like, what? Okay.
Yeah, right. Like, I guess. Well, and also, like, did you see the other three that they made?
Yes.
Like, how many versions of this movie have you seen, Harrison?
And also, Harrison, guess what? I got a little something to tell you about that movie that you like so much. It sucks. It was terrible. And Katie, I know you're probably listening and getting butt hurt, but... I did not think that it was sad when Bradley Cooper's character, spoiler alert, offs himself.
Wait, I thought Gaga offs herself. Cooper offs himself?
No, because he's like ruined her life.
Oh.
And he hasn't ruined her life.
Yeah.
He's been told by her manager, sorry for anyone who hasn't seen the movie.
Cover your ears
like
for a second.
The first one came out.
Yeah, in like the 30s. Yeah.
Like we should know the story by now.
Mm-hmm. Some of us don't still.
He is a established Eddie Vedder type.
Okay, yeah, a real rugged musician type.
but also kind of a country music star.
Oh, okay.
It's unclear.
Okay,
it's
yeah, sure. Weird. Not entirely sure what genre
imagine,
he fits in.
Imagine Gwyneth Paltrow in Country Strong,
I'm
but
imagining
as a dude.
It. Yeah, oh, I'm imagining it right now.
And basically they ripped off Country Strong.
Yeah, and really not the other two A Star Is Born. They ripped off Country Strong.
He falls in love with Lady Gaga, and she's attempting to be a musician. Her star rises, his falls, he pees on stage at the Grammys and embarrasses her. But then he goes to rehab and gets better, but then she has a really terrible manager who's like, you know that you're embarrassing her, like, she would never tell you this herself. And then, he kills himself.
Oh, man.
And then she gives one last performance.
The performance of a lifetime.
My poker face, my poker face.
Okay. Well, Harrison loves all of that.
They love
Harrison loves tragic stories that end in suicides.
Sucks.
So he says watching Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga's characters fall in love through their music was absolutely magical. Well,
I did not find it that way.
We're about to try and conjure up a little more of that magic.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so we got...
How about nobody singing Shallows?
I know. You know it's coming.
After all of that, well, yeah.
It's got to be coming at some point. Yeah. They're too busy...
too busy singing John Mayer songs.
Gravity! I'm glad they didn't choose me for that date.
All right, let's run through some of the key players.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, we got Brandon from Nashville, former Marine.
Former sniper.
Yeah, was a scout sniper. Yeah.
He sings a song, and I knew this was going to happen because I wrote down like some of the lyrics, because a lot of them sing like original music when they're introducing themselves to us. But I thought, I was like, I'm going to write down this music, these lyrics, and I'm not going to remember what it actually sounded like when it was being sung. Mm-hmm.
So let's just hear your best stab at singing them.
Well, the lyrics that I have are, there's a fire on the mountain, run boys, run. But that's also from Fire on the Mountain, Run Boys, Run.
Well, he was singing The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Granted, does your dog bite? No, child, no.
Boy, also, we're going to have just a terrible time picking the closing song on this one.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have so many choices. Right now, I'm leaning Devil Went Down to Georgia, but we're only 13 minutes in. We're going to have a lot more choices after that.
All right, Bree.
Bree from Provo.
Lives in Utah. Mm-hmm. Probably a Mormon, right?
I mean, I guess, do they allow non-Mormons in? Mm. Yeah, and there
you
it goes.
You can come in, but you're not allowed out. She says that she was engaged. We get footage of her just wandering around the desert on a horse. Fun fact, she was engaged to that horse.
The horse got spooked.
Fun fact number two, it's that horse that tried to go on Paradise.
Well, that's why he didn't want to settle down with Bree. He thought there was a lot more opportunities out there for him.
And then he showed up and he got wasted the first night.
Shit himself.
You called everyone a dick last night.
Called everyone a horse dick.
All right, Sheridan.
Sheridan.
Looks like Ryan.
Looks like me.
That's all you need to know.
Yep. Also, probably the least attractive guy in the house.
No, Matt is definitely less attractive.
Was he the guy with the weird haircut?
He was the dick.
Okay, yeah.
He's right, the guy that screwed Rudy
over.
Yeah. Sheridan is also trying to be Dean because he introduces us to his Subaru named Sheila. And he's like, I traveled 12,000 miles in this. Please.
No, I disagree. Dean, please. Well, he was actually driving around to do something. Dean appears to just be finding himself. Yikes. Did I spit everywhere?
Real big.
Yeah.
Real bad.
Dean just appears to be finding himself in a luxury van. A very fancy van.
Well, look, the bottom line is we already have a guy who, like, dresses like a hipster and ironically grows facial hair and wanders around the country in a car.
We don't need another one of those.
We don't. We already have it.
Sheridan's very self-aware about his image and about how Austin he is.
I liked Sheridan.
I did too. All right. So we got Becca from DC who says, I don't exist without musical theater. Mm-hmm. And we see her saying, you deserve love. You deserve to have love thrust upon you.
She was nice in high school.
Oh.
Gabe says that he is a, quote, big sports guy and a big Christian.
Mm-hmm. And then he...
It's like your twin.
Things I love. Plus, he plays the cello just like me.
Oh, yeah. He did. Yeah.
I did like that they had a couple people. Because, like, when they ask one of the people later, they're like, what kind of song do you write? It's like, oh, singer-songwriter stuff. Like, yeah, no shit. Like, half of you are going to do singer-songwriter stuff. Like, I like that they have people who play... I would have liked more variety in the kinds of musicians that they had.
Well, I don't know that we necessarily know what we have yet. Because, like, when they went on that first date, Jamie and Ryan, Jamie was like, I really do more of a country style. And, like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know. I just think there's going to be a lot of people who do pop country or singer-songwriter coffee house songs.
I'm curious what you would have them sing.
Like, can't there be some rappers or, like...
You don't know... Well, first of all, Matt beatboxes.
That's true. He did beatbox.
Or Michael. Sorry, okay. Michael Todd.
Okay. I think that we could get a wider variety of singers.
I don't necessarily know that rap would be a great, like...
Well, like...
Come on a show that's all about romantic duets.
But like a hip-hop person. Like an R&B person.
Yeah. Well, you don't know that there's nobody there that's doing hip-hop?
No, I know everything about everybody on this show.
We literally know
they're all singer-songwriters who sing those same acoustic songs that Sheridan was singing later. They all do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I know all about them. I got their number. I'll tell you who is really an out-of-the-box person now is Savannah, a yoga teacher who's a bit of a free spirit.
So she's a bit of a wild child.
Yeah, there's a combo you don't see every day.
She lives in Nashville. I bet she hangs with the Uncommon James people.
Oh, yeah.
I bet she's shopping there all the time.
And what's the husband's name?
God, he's on my list. Oh, this is going to be so embarrassing. He's listening.
Jay Cutler. Lord, yeah.
I haven't watched the newest season, so he's not...
He can't be on your list if you don't know his name. You have to be able to write it down.
Alicia Keys would disagree. That song. You don't know my name.
I don't know that.
Baby, baby, baby. Yeah. It's the one where she has, we're going to put it in right now.
Okay.
An amazing speaking interlude, which whenever I listen to that song... I always think people don't do this enough anymore.
Yeah, a little spoken interlude in the middle.
Yeah, because she's like, hey, it's me. Yeah, the girl from the coffee shop.
Hi, it's Alicia. I'm here to talk to you about something important.
She's like, no, she does. She's like, look, I know you always order your coffee with like 2% milk, but I throw some cream in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so she's like,
it goes
talking.
On even beyond that.
She's the like barista. The story. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's playing a character. I like it. Our listeners just heard this, so we're like recounting the thing they just listened to.
We'll play it right now.
But we already played it.
No.
We said we were going to play it already.
But I was still explaining it.
Okay.
Oh, hey. How you doing? waitress from the coffee house on 39th and Lennox. You know, the one with the braids. Yeah. Well, I see you on Wednesdays all the time. You come in every Wednesday on your lunch break, I think. And you always order the special with the hot chocolate. And my manager be tripping and stuff, talking about we gotta use water, but I always use some milk and cream for you, cause I think you're kinda sweet. Anyway, you always got on some fly blue suit, and your cufflinks are shining all bright. So what you do? A word? Yeah, that's interesting. Look, man, I mean, I don't want to waste your time, but I know girls don't usually do this. But I was wondering if maybe we could get together outside the restaurant one day. You know, because I do look a lot different outside my work clothes. And I mean, we could just go across the street to the park right here. Cell phone breaking. Hold up. Can you hear me now? Yeah. So what day did you say? Oh yeah. Thursday's perfect. You feel
like now.
We already played it. I also chose a horrible pen to write our timestamps down.
It's a
red pen. It's a dried
out magic marker.
It's a dried out red pen on a red post-it. We're not going to get any of this. Okay. Trevor's from Thousand Oaks, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
Was on American Idol.
He has a golden retriever.
Oh, okay.
And I felt like it was a little uncomfortable because Trevor was laying around without a shirt on and like his dog was licking him. It was just... I don't know.
Is that not cool that I do that with Baxter Dog sometimes when you're not home?
Well, that's the thing. Is like you do it, but I would never be like, hey, we should talk about this in public.
Why don't we get some footage of this as part of a montage introducing you to America?
Skin to skin. Yeah, he's wearing the exact coat that Jed wore for his entire time on The Bachelorette.
Okay. Yeah.
Not a good sign. He was on American Idol.
Yeah. And what? Who told him he was handsome? Katy Perry?
I don't know.
Showed a clip of it. Yeah.
He is handsome. And I'll say this about Trevor. I liked him more than I thought I was going to, which apparently maybe that gets torn apart next week.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually thought that he was really nice and like wasn't skeezy when he was talking to Jamie about... like wanting to know what her thoughts were. I don't know. He just seemed like a nice dude.
Yeah, we'll see how
apparently
that holds up.
Apparently he's not. Apparently he's a cheater. A liar and a cheat.
But here's the thing. We're told later that everybody in the house is a good person. They must be because they're musicians.
Yeah, true. True mm-hmm. fact.
Name one musician who's a bad person.
One who made my dreams come true. I can name two. Just want to be with you. That's R. Kelly, right?
Yeah. And then I was going to say Ryan Adams, but yeah,
R. Kelly. Well, I was going to say Michael Jackson.
R. Kelly tops that, yeah.
R. Kelly, Ryan Adams, Michael Jackson.
Three. Just those three.
Yeah, just off the top of my head.
Those are the only bad musicians. All right, so we got Jamie from Nashville, been on 100 dates. But every guy I've ever dated has cheated on me. So 100 times she's been cheated on? Am I to understand it that way?
No, you're understanding that incorrectly.
Okay. Explain.
You can go on dates without being someone's boyfriend.
Okay.
Or girlfriend.
Okay. I'm being...
You being stupid on purpose?
Yes. For fun.
That is fun.
For the delight of the audience. Yeah. People are enjoying it right now. Whew. Yeah, this quarantine.
That was funny.
That's we goof off on this show. I like to be funny.
I'm funny, Jason.
I like you to see my funny side.
We should say on that note, sweet Shannon, we don't know exactly what we're going to do about Jason's season. We
might
podcast it sporadically here and there.
Yeah. Yeah, or put it off. We're not really sure. We're going to make sure that you get premium content coming every week.
We were thinking about just ditching Listen to Your Heart and sticking with that. But then last night it was so amazing.
Right. It really won us over. It really sung its way into our hearts.
It did.
Well, and I don't want to spread ourselves too thin on the jokes. I want to make sure that I'm always bringing primo humor content, like pretending I don't understand Jamie, who says that music is her love language.
She also says, if Mr. Perfect wrote a song about me, that's the dream. I feel like your dream as a musician should be that you write a
right,
good song.
For Mr. Yeah. Perfect.
It was bothering me that I couldn't figure out who she reminded me of. Becca from Superbad.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
even talk the same.
No, I got that. I get that. Yeah. Okay, so we get a montage of them all heading to Bachelor Mansion. Harrison's there to greet them.
I call bullshit on Matt saying that, I've never seen The Bachelor, but I recognize that guy. What's his name? Chris? Okay, Matt.
You think he's a secret fan?
I think he knows who Chris fucking Harrison is.
Well, he says as much. I mean...
No, he says...
He says, I recognize that
I
guy.
I recognize that yeah. guy. What's his name? I call bullshit on the fact that he doesn't know Chris Harrison's name.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
I did not like Matt.
Well, no, nobody did. Yeah, well,
but
Rudy did for a while.
Even before the Rudy shit goes down, I wasn't a fan.
Yeah, you saw that coming a mile
I
away.
I did.
Yeah,
I
you
did.
Can sniff him
I
out.
I can smell this.
With that haircut, you should have known that was coming. He's as awful as his haircut is. Okay, so what do we want to talk about here? Break it down for us.
I mean, yeah, they all just kind of start heading into the mansion. Savannah shows up. She says she's not just looking for another pretty face, because if she wanted that, she would just go back to the people at her modeling agency.
Wouldn't we all have that luxury? Yeah, I'm tired of being surrounded by model beautiful people. Well, she's the one who later says, like, I've been burned on looks before.
I actually liked Savannah. Like, she came in and said that, and then I was like, okay. But, I mean, Savannah is very beautiful. And I thought she ended up, I don't know, I just liked her by the end of the episode. Mm.
Well, they did that classic thing they do of, like, one of the other people's like, I hope nobody comes in to shake things up. And then she, like, walks into electric guitar, like, wearing all leather, like,
yeah.
And so they make it seem like she's going to be the badass.
It's like when Jesse Spano's stepbrother comes into town.
Or when Tori comes into town, for that matter.
Tori was a little too masculine, I think, to really be a threat. Tori was more of like a physical threat.
That's she actually beat Zach Morris
well,
in the submission.
I know. Yeah.
I forgot that they dated briefly. Do you think that Kelly brings that up a lot in their marriage? Like jealousy over Tori, or like...
I feel like she would bring up the time that he hooked up with Lisa.
Lisa, yeah, sure, right.
Did he and Jesse Spano ever
I don't think so. They were too good of friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
never?
She was always... I don't believe that they ever hooked up.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Zach certainly got his way around the school.
Sure.
But,
anyway, yeah, Rudy shows up. She says she's excited because she's dated all of L.A. already.
Yeah, where are the good guys? They're here, Rudy. They're
yeah.
here for you. Don't worry. Matt's here.
Trevor says that Jamie is extremely beautiful and cool. Can we talk about the fact that Trevor is 29 and Jamie is 21?
Yes, we should talk about that. I noted that because the contestants all seem to be like late 20s to 30s. Except for Jamie. She was like a lot younger.
I didn't know
than a lot of the other contestants.
That they were like 30s.
A couple of them were like early 30s.
I thought most of them were like mid to late 20s.
Okay. Maybe I'm just confusing.
But yeah, 21 is fucking young.
Yeah. That is a big difference. Well, and it just seemed like usually it's either like there's a bunch of 21-year-olds or, you know, like...
Well, even like I didn't note how old Ryan was. But
he's actually 17.
He looked young, and so it didn't bother... Like, I wouldn't be bothered so much by, like... I'm going to assume maybe Ryan is, like, 23 or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
23 and 21. Here, carry the putt. I'm going to
okay.
see how old he was.
Well, here's the thing is... What you're saying is there's a big age disparity between them. But think about how mature I was when I was 29.
So mature.
I probably would have been a good fit with a 21-year-old
oh,
woman.
Ryan is so cute. Oh, never mind.
28?
He's 28.
Okay.
That's also bad.
Yeah. You okay, his genres are jazz, funk, pop, and R&B.
Listen to you saying that there's no R&B
here. Here he is. He's right here. Not only that, he does funk music. Well, I guess my other thing is, like, bring on the funk then. Let's, if we've got funk musicians and R&B musicians.
Maybe he was trying to, but they sent him on a date where he has to sing Gravity. John
Mayer, yeah. Why not something a little funkier? I guess that's my thing is, like...
Funky.
I was the producer for Us Three's Cantaloupe. I idolized Us Three when I was a kid. So intimidating right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you really opened up a can of worms with that one.
I'm just scrolling through the contestants. Okay. Man, yeah. Jack? He got cut, but he was 38.
See, I told you there was some 30-year-olds in there. Josh is 31, the bald guy, Mr. Clean guy.
Interestingly, the, well, he's gone too.
Yeah.
The dudes seem to be skewing older.
Right. What about the, see, now again, looking at all these. See,
Russell, he got cut, but his was American folk.
Right, well, I'm saying a lot of these.
That
just
means that he sings American Pie over and over again.
That's the exact same song I was going to reference. Yeah, that's the one American folk song everybody knows. Sometimes he'll sing If I Had a Hammer. Okay, so what, they're all kind of talking a lot. Do you have some quotes you want to pull from this? I feel like there's... just kind of like a lot of flirting and chit-chat for a while.
Really, I didn't notice as much flirting as, just like general chit-chat. This is when Matt and Rudy start talking about how important it is to be good at harmonies.
Mm-hmm. This is when Michael first says to the group, how about I hit you with my original song?
Well, I liked it because somebody, I don't know who, says... I don't want to deal with any douchebags. And then Michael walks in.
In waltzes Michael. Well, and then Michael does that, I like your lips a lot, to Savannah.
Yeah, he tries to kiss Savannah.
Angle for a kiss. Yeah, what do you think? Do you think that that line would ever work? Or is it, like, is it such a terrible line?
Not from that guy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, could a better guy pull that line off?
I just feel like these dudes, so Michael, Todd, and Matt both do the same thing, which is like, this clearly isn't a big like hookup
party the
first
right.
night. Like, I don't think that they read the room very well.
Yeah.
You know?
Because Matt's like trying to kiss Rudy. Like, do you judge somebody on the way that you kiss?
Yeah, they're like in the hot tub together.
Well, and a bunch of the guys are like, trying to get the women in the hot tubs. Like, I could go for the hot tub right now. You up for the hot tub? I could go for the hot tub. I could hot tub if you want to do it. Let's hot tub.
And that one girl's like, I actually really have to use the bathroom. Excuse me. I have one of Matthew or Michael's lyrics is, hey, pretty baby, are you looking at me? I'm pretty sure that that's the, I'm just writing down the one of the rap parts from Top That and Teen Witch.
I don't remember that, but we're going to drop that in right here.
I'm king, and they know it. When I snap my fingers, everybody says short. I'm hot, and you're not. But if you want to hang with me, I'll give it one shot. Top That.
Hey, sweet mama, won't you ride with me? Come on, pretty baby. Oh, man, this is going to drive me crazy. I used to know this word for word.
Well, I would like you to practice this a little bit, and maybe in the next episode...
I want you to come into my world. Oh, that's what it is. It's not from Top That. It's from another song from that movie, Popular Girl.
Hey, that sugar, won't you ride with us? Come on, pretty baby, don't you put above us? Looks like you really caught my eye. Jump in the car so we can all fly. Be cool, baby, don't you put above five. Whether it's Wednesday or Saturday.
Because every cool guy needs a popular girl.
What, Teen Witch?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I am not kidding. This is not like the
and now
Jamie
we're gonna,
thing earlier.
Now we'll be playing the entire oeuvre of Teen Witch.
We're actually just going to put the full audio for the entire movie in. This podcast is now going to be 137
it's so
minutes.
Good. It's a, it is a teenager who discovers that she is a witch.
Okay, I got that part
and
so far.
The main actress is Blake Lively's older sister.
Oh, so this is a more recent.
You film. Laughed at it the other night. We were watching 30 Rock and Kenneth performs Top That.
Well, I
and
just
you thought
laughed
it was so funny.
Because Kenneth was like just doing a funny
no,
rap.
No, it was a teen witch
bit. Oh, okay. All
top
the better.
That. Stop that. I don't really give a about trying to top that.
Supersonic, idiotic, disconnected, not respected. Who would ever really want to go and top that? Top that! Thank you. That was the rap song Top That from the movie Teen Witch.
See, that's funny.
Supersonic, idiotic.
All right.
We're gonna have to
drop all this in. Okay, so yeah, I mean, we're really, this episode is gonna be half musical.
Welcome
clips.
To my Teen Witch podcast.
We need to record. We should see if the listeners are up for this. Sometime in a down season, we should record like an audio commentary for one of these movies.
Yeah,
like just put it on, then you can put on Teen Witch and put our commentary track on. At the same time.
Like on like Mad Men when they do the like director's commentary.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be exactly that good. Yeah. I'll do my best Matthew Weiner.
So they're wrapping up the chit chat and somebody notes that the room is like the rainbow of music, if you will. And I will.
I won't. What does that mean?
And then someone says, so what's next? And
in walks old Chris Hansen.
And,
So there he asks them to think of the amazing couples in music.
Think of the really iconic couples.
Like James Taylor and Carly Simon.
And Beyonce and Jay-Z. Two couples that definitely went through terrible bouts of infidelity.
Yes.
In fact,
well,
James Taylor and Carly Simon broke up because he cheated on her.
Well, and she may or may not.
Divorced.
Yeah, may not have, may or may
no.
not.
Blah, 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 blah. I know
okay.
what you're going to say. Let me cut you off right there.
Yeah.
You're going to say that she wrote the song You're So Vain.
No, I was going to say she may have written the song about
she
him.
Confirmed that she absolutely did not write it about him.
Oh, okay. When was that?
I Wikipedia'd it because I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
I knew that he had cheated on her. And then I thought, and isn't, like, I know everybody says that it's about Warren Beatty, but she said that it could be about multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she wrote it with three people in mind. She gets, it's like a
well, right,
riddle.
There's like an E
riddle
in their
me
name,
this.
Right? Like, I know there's like these little clues about it.
Answer me these riddles.
Carly Simon is a troll that lives under a bridge. Okay, so tell me the riddles, and I'll solve
well,
it. I'll solve it right now.
She just said that Warren Beatty is one of the people and that James Taylor is not one of them.
Oh, okay.
And so,
she eliminated
have said
a
that
suspect.
They, that they thought that it... she wrote it while she was holding a revolver.
In the billiard
in
room.
In the library. She has not confirmed or denied Mick Jagger. So people assume that the second one is Mick Jagger.
Well, because what? The clue is that they have an E in their name. Right.
There's more than one letter.
Okay.
Here,
yeah, give us a clue. Well, what I'll say about this is there is someone who knows because a fan won an auction and the prize was Carly Simon would sing You're So Vain to that person exclusively and tell them who the song is about. And then I believe they're threatened under the penalty of death for revealing who the song is about.
Okay.
Give us the clues.
More than 40 years after it became a radio hit, people are still wondering if Carly Simon's You're So Vain is about her then-husband, James Taylor, or her ex-lovers, Warren Beatty, Mick Jagger, David Geffen, Kris Kristofferson, Cat Stevens, or several other famous artists the singer-songwriter dated back in the day.
That's quite the list.
Respect
to, pull from.
To Carly
yeah.
Simon.
Yeah. Good for her.
It turns out it's definitely not about Taylor, but it may be about more than one of the other narcissists Simon was involved with. No.
Which narcissist is it?
No, it's definitely not about James, although James suspected that it might be about him because he's very vain.
Of course he thought the song was about him.
Simon told Rolling Stone magazine.
Yeah. Someone needs to get to the bottom of this. We need a journalist who can finally crack this mystery wide open. Do you think that, like, in 500 years, like, English professors will be debating who You're So Vain is about? Like, that'll be, like, did Shakespeare really write all of his plays, or did Francis Bacon write some of them? Like, that, this will be the equivalent debate in English departments in 500 years.
Maybe.
Yeah. Of course, actually, English departments won't exist anymore. But other than that, freelance scholars.
Oh, here we go. Here's the letters, okay. Right?
Yep.
For years, Simon has been teasing the public with clues about the song's subject, including in 2004 when she told Regis Philbin. Damn it, of course Regis is involved.
And you know, it might be about him, actually.
No, the man's name contained the letters A, E, and R.
Okay, all right. This is like a Wheel of Fortune puzzle. Have been, yeah. Philbin. What's Philbin's middle name, though?
Ooh, Regis
Agnes. A. All I'm saying is I've got an E, an A, and an R in my name. Is it about me? We'll never know.
I'll never tell.
Okay, so where are we? This show is still happening. Yeah. We got 12 men and 8 women. So 4 of the men are going to get cut. We got a Bachelor in Paradise situation where the women have the power.
Yes.
This week.
And they get to go on dates, but they also get to perform together.
Yeah. So what? But only a few of them... Yeah, I actually think it would be interesting, and I guess this is coming later on, where they actually have, like, you know, talent show style challenges.
I agree. I feel like that's one of the missteps of Bachelor in Paradise, is that all of the dates are just one-on-one. And I think that it, like, I think it should almost be a little bit more of a, like, regular Bachelor format where a few select people get to go on the special one-on-one dates, but then maybe for some of the crowd, there's, like, a group date that they get to do, too. Although, I guess their whole time at Bachelor in Paradise is a group date.
The group date, though, could be, for this, Listen to Your Heart, could be they all go sing We Are the World.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's sure. Your group date. We are the world. Mm-mm. No, I can't do that.
Mm-mm.
Or the, Voices That Care update of it. Stand tall, stand proud. Voices that care are crying out loud. It was for the Gulf War.
It's Christmas time.
There won't be snow in Africa this year.
Christmas.
Nowhere in Africa.
Know it's Christmas time at all.
This podcast is really going to get off the rails with this singing. Let's just all sing our favorite songs.
Think of me. All right. Yeah. So Harrison explains the rules and then the game is on.
The game is afoot. Whichever one of you can figure out who you're so vain is about automatically gets a rose.
The guys definitely start to, like, kick it up a notch. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
They are released to do some heavy-duty flirting.
Heavy-duty prowling, if you will. Everybody, we tweeted the prowling video, and not one soul liked the prowling video. And it's your loss. You know what? I'm taking it down, and it's your loss, listeners.
I feel like Trevor reminds me a little bit of that British guy that's in Grease 2.
I don't know much about Grease 2.
Grease 2, I actually think, does not get as much credit as it deserves.
Okay.
It's amazing.
What? The very Every little I've seen of it.
Every single song in Grease 2 is a double entendre for sex.
Yeah, great. I mean, what else
They have
you
a
want?
Song in a bowling alley where they're singing about scoring.
Mm-hmm.
They have a song in a bunker where they're singing Let's Do It for Our Country. That's not even a double entendre.
Right, they're not even trying. Yeah.
They have a song in science class where they all sing about reproduction.
We have actually played that on this podcast before. Yeah. Our, longtime fans with encyclopedic knowledge of the show will remember that.
Michelle Pfeiffer sings about needing a cool writer. Me too, girl.
right here, baby. Right here.
Yeah.
The cool writer that spits all over you during the podcast recording.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So what do we want to talk about here? We've
got some hookups going on. Julia and Sheridan are interested in each other.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon is also interested in Julia.
Mm-hmm.
Julia. Michael is striking out. He struck out with Savannah. Next, he tries to get this other girl to go in the hot tub. That's when she says she has to pee.
Yeah. Who was that? I thought that was Savannah, too.
No, I believe that was the Mormon girl.
Bree?
Is that Bree?
Yeah. Bree's like, oh, no, I got to go talk to my horse.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's real pissed at me. He was trying to get in.
Does anybody have any hay?
I told him it's not that kind of show. We don't use horses to make an entrance. All right. Yeah, Matt and Rudy. Okay, so this part did piss me off. So Matt and Rudy are in the hot tub, and he asks, do you judge a person on how they kiss? Which, like, of course, Matt, everyone does. Right. What are you even asking? Well, Ryan is real lucky that I'm still with him.
Oh, I know. God. Yeah, I had several strikes against me from the start. The jean shorts, the kissing, probably at the same time.
The Lego hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it really is amazing that you're still, for a variety of reasons.
But it's like, if you want to kiss her, just kiss her. Instead, it becomes this weird thing where then, like, he clearly wants to kiss, but she doesn't really want to. Yeah. It just gets really awkward.
Yeah, it is super awkward, despite the fact that Matt says, I think it's an inevitability that we're going to attack each other with some kisses.
Oh, God.
Gross.
Oh, brother.
Gross. Okay.
And then, later, so when that happened in the show, I was just like, oh, God, this guy does not have any game. But then it pissed me off because I feel like he chooses Mel instead of Rudy on that date to, like, punish her for not kissing him in the hot tub. Yep. And that's shitty.
Yeah. Yep. No, well, I'll tell you, though, that was a shitty situation for a date. But you know what would be a great date? Going to Bora Bora for a week and just spending some time there.
It's like, what's your dream fun date?
Yeah. Yeah. That's great, Ryan. Yeah.
The facts on Ryan also said that he has his own recording studio in his house. I feel like Ryan is secretly, like,
a millionaire.
Well, I was going to say, who's the 50 Shades of Grey guy?
Oh, a Christian Grey type? Christian Grey.
I kept wanting to say Douglas Grey. That's not right. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got his own recording studio and sex dungeon in his house.
Yeah, he's always playing that song from The Weeknd.
Is it worth it? You deserve it.
Can you sing it without clenching your jaw?
No, because that's how I produce that Weeknd voice.
No, you weren't.
Okay. Yeah, that's the secret. If you watch The Weeknd, he clenches his jaw, too. That's kind of the secret for producing that particular sound.
That's just all the cocaine that he's done. All right, Ryan plays Stand By Me on the piano, and Julia says that he's, quote, wildly talented.
And she finds that very attractive. Yeah. All right.
Devastatingly handsome.
Yeah. So what? So Ryan gets a date card the next day. So cut to the next day.
No, we can't cut to the next day because while Ryan is playing Stand By Me and, like, getting everybody to sing along and being cool and cute and funny. I like Ryan. Jamie is in the hot tub with Trevor making out.
Yeah. Yeah, behind Ryan's back, not standing by him at all. She needs to heed the advice of this song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ryan gets the date card the next day, as you said.
Yes.
He asks Jamie on the date.
Mm-hmm.
They get to go to Capitol Records.
Capitol Records, yep. They do the cover of Gravity that we talked about. John Mayer's producer is there. Ryan says, I grew up idolizing John Mayer. I feel like a schoolgirl.
Oh, buddy.
I think you liked Ryan a little better than I did.
I did like Ryan. He seems nice. I agreed with what Jamie was saying of, like, he seemed really patient and encouraging when they were practicing the song.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm just jealous. They say he's really good looking and an amazing guitarist and patient and encouraging. So, yeah, just a bunch of qualities that I wish I had that I don't.
Same.
Yeah, I know.
I would love.
Sounds like you want to trade up for this other Ryan.
This other Ryan might be OML.
This other Ryan won't interrupt and step on your jokes. Right in the middle of the podcast.
He just seemed sweet.
He seemed like a sweet guy. And not like a nice guy that's like a sad sack.
No, he's not a ketchup.
Oh, yeah, he's not a ketchup.
I feel like he's like...
He's a mustard?
Some like spicy, fancy Dijon mustard.
He's like some mustard they serve at like a Brooklyn bodega.
He's the mustard that you would buy if you had $1 million.
If I had $1 million. $1 million.
If I had $1 million. So while Jamie and Ryan are out John marrying it up, Trevor is left at home.
No.
Doing some hardcore detective work. As Chris Jenner likes to say, this is a case for the FBI. He says the date card said, quote, "Let your heart sing." So I would imagine it has something to do with singing.
That is a very clever deduction, Trevor. Can you tell us who Carly Simon wrote "You're So Vain" about? Someone needs to figure it out. Oh, Trev.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was going to say, meanwhile, Matt gets a date card.
We got a second date card.
That says, choose a woman who could be your jam. And they assume it's going to be about music, but they go and make jams. Jams and jellies.
They go see everybody's favorite jam band, Widespread Panic.
They're noodling all over the place. Yeah.
Fish shows up. It is high school Anna's dream date.
Never mind, it's the plain white tees, which is no one's dream date.
Oh, I feel like the plain white tees get a little bit of a bad rap. I like that song, Delilah. It's my most toxic quality.
You like that? I thought we had specifically talked about how you weren't a big fan of that song because they even brought out the real life Delilah one time on an award show, and you were like, this still doesn't do it for me. I still don't care.
You must have been with someone else.
No, that was you, baby.
I don't know. I like that song. Okay. But it is a guilty pleasure. I feel like I should not like that song. But I also like that Rhythm of Love song.
Then that's fine. That's fine. You know, that Delilah woman still didn't get with that Plain White Tees guy after he wrote that song for her, which I feel like good for her. Got to do a little more than that than write a hit single to get with me, buddy. Keep trying.
You're making that up.
No, it's true. Google that. No. Did Delilah get with the Plain White Tee singer? Go ahead and Google that. I'll carry it along.
God.
All right. So, Matt, what I'll do the blah, blah, blah. So, Matt is fishing around to figure out who he wants to go on the date with, and Rudy thinks that she absolutely has it in the bag, probably because Matt told her they were going on the date together, but then Matt goes and says, hey, Mel, can I talk to you for a minute? And you actually gasped. You were like, oh, he's going to take her instead. But he's just talking to her, but then he does take her on the date. All right, have you Googled it? All right, what have you found for
us? Are y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Let's hear it. Tell me about it.
So the woman that the Plain White Tees singer, Tom Higginson.
Oh.
Mr. Higginson.
The poor man's Tom Hiddleston, clearly.
Yeah. The woman that he wrote the song about is like an Olympic runner named Delilah de Crescenzo.
Wait, did he know her?
So it says they met at the House of Blues in Chicago through a mutual friend and kept in touch over AOL instant messaging.
Of course, yep.
Just friendly because I had a boyfriend. And so she went with her boyfriend, Will, to check them out. And then the Tom guy says, I'm going to write a song about you. And he did. But she had a boyfriend, and he did it, and like they still keep in touch. He says it was flattering, she kept it a secret, and then it came out that it was about her. But she's still with Will.
They're still together.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that Tom guy tried to like break up a marriage with Hey There,
right.
Delilah.
Nice try, Tom Higginson. See, I told you
and
that they didn't get together.
This woman sounds like a badass bitch. Like she went to the World Cross Country Championships in Jordan.
She doesn't have time for Tom Higginson.
Yeah. Right,
yeah.
Hey there, Delilah.
1,000 miles ain't really far, but they got planes and trains and cars. Yeah.
She's very pretty, too.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Yeah, I see.
Oh, they went to the Grammys together.
That's it. We were watching the Grammys, and they're like, look, it's the real Delilah. And she's like, yeah, I'm not with this guy.
100% more attractive
yeah.
than him.
She is way out of his league. Yeah, look at that guy.
She went to Columbia. Tom Higginson can go fuck himself.
Yep, indeed he can.
And now Tom Higginson is on The Bachelor. Listen to your heart.
And she is an awesome badass. And he's here performing. And they're like, it was the plain white tees.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay, so there's your story.
Well, we didn't solve Carly Simon's mystery, but we did learn a lot about the plain white tees song.
We do know who that's about. Okay, so this is really just a music trivia show at this point. Yeah, we're 52 minutes in.
That's right, we're about to wrap this up.
Yeah, okay. So what, Matt and Mel
go on a date. Plain white tees, giving a private concert in a backyard, but there's no spark.
There's just no spark, yep.
And they both kind of acknowledge it. So the next day, when it's rose ceremony time, Matt is freaking out because he stupidly is like, well, I guess I'll just go back to Rudy.
Right, go crawling on back. That'll work.
Stupid old Rudy. She'll take me back. Yeah,
desperate Rudy.
And Rudy is like, go fuck yourself.
Oh, great. It was great. Even though I identified with Matt in this fight.
Oh, please.
No, here's what I'm saying. I identified with him, but I didn't sympathize with him. Like, I identified with him because he's like, what? I guess I didn't say the right thing. Like, I don't think that I'm a jerk in this exact way, but I think I say a lot of stupid things. And then when you're like, you said this,
no,
I'm like...
No, it's stupid that, like, you have to take responsibility for the things you say and do. Like, that's... it pisses me off that Matt, not you, Matt, tries to use stupidity as an excuse for being an asshole. Right. Like, no, you're not stupid. You're just an asshole.
When he's like, I guess I didn't know how to treat the women.
Yeah, he's like, I guess this is me misunderstanding what I'm supposed to do with you girls. Well, I'm pretty sure that you know that you're not supposed to talk to one girl for the whole night, try to make out with her in a hot tub, tell her that you're going to take her on this date, and then ask another girl out. Really, Matt? You don't know that that's not how this works?
I just don't get it. I just don't get what's going on. You women are confusing.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And then he comes away and he's like, man, that was, like, scary. She wanted to murder me. She was, like, aggressive.
Well, I did. I really liked when he was like, this feels like a lot. And she's like, I don't care if it feels like a lot to you.
Yeah, like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah. As you said on Twitter, she's the hero we need.
She is.
Yeah.
Rudy is our new feminist hero now that Hannah B. has, stayed home.
Yeah. Now that Hannah B. is quarantining herself. Yeah.
And not with Tyler C. anymore.
Yeah. Matt says, I feel like I just did 12 rounds with Mike Tyson.
Oh, man. It's so rough when a woman decides to call you on your bullshit.
To stand up to you. But I sing songs. That melts women's hearts.
Yeah, it's like a musical rainbow.
That is, I will say that is an interesting thing because there's a lot of talk about dating musicians versus dating non-musicians. And it'll be interesting to see because I'm going to go out on a limb as someone who has a very, very small amount of musical ability, mostly what you've heard on this show. Like, I assume if you have a lot of musical talent, at least for a while, you can maybe kind of get away with some things.
Oh, 100%.
Because he's a tortured artist.
It's a panty dropper.
Yeah, right. It's a panty dropper. It's like, oh, he's a tortured artist. But if it's
you and another musician,
right.
I feel like the other musician would be like, fuck you, dude.
Right, yeah. And, like, there's five other musicians over there. Like, I'm just going to go get one of them.
You would hope that, but, like, look at Mandy Moore and Ryan Adams.
Sure.
Like, she threw away a decade of her life just to that douchebag.
Yep.
And she was an artist in and of her own right.
She was, and she's coming back.
Yeah.
She's coming back. Yeah.
Okay, so Trevor asks Jamie how she's feeling after having that good date with Ryan. And I wanted to hate him in this moment, but I actually felt like he was nice. Like, he plays her another John Mayer song, and then they make out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Sheridan walks in while Julia is making out with Josh. Somehow they became interested in each other at some point off screen. And he's just like awkwardly standing there while they make out. But then he's like, I've got something planned for you. And he plays her a song he had written and asks her to finish it.
He's like, I'm hoping to finish this with you. Well played, Sheridan.
Well played. Yeah, well done, my friend. Well done.
Are we ready to get to the choosers?
Let's do it. Yeah.
All right. Savannah gives her rose to Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
Mel gives her rose to Gabe.
Yep.
Bree gives her rose to Chris.
Yep.
Becca to Danny. Cheyenne chooses Matt. Give me a fucking break here.
Well, I also like they said Cheyenne's been mysterious this whole time. Well, she's been mysterious to us because you didn't show her the entire episode.
There were a couple. I mean, obviously, we'll get to know them more as the season goes on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there were definitely, even in the rose ceremony, I was like, who is that person? Well, and it was Becca.
Yeah, well, and Matt said, Cheyenne is the sweetest girl I've met here. Mm-hmm. This is going to be like a paradise situation where some of these men are just like burning through the women. And every time it's like, oh, she's the best.
Yeah.
Like, I really like her. Like, we've seen this. We've heard this song and dance before.
Julia gives her rose to Sheridan.
Oh.
Jamie gives her rose to Trevor. Oh. And I thought that was going to happen. And then Rudy gives her rose to Ryan.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with those four.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that Rudy is legitimately interested in Ryan, or she just wanted to
save
him?
No, I think she just wanted to save him. And then I think next week, Jamie's going to get burned by Trevor.
Oh,
and then she's going to try to come crawling back to
Ryan.
It's
the old Matt move again.
But you know what? Ryan's moved on. I think Ryan and Savannah should be together.
Okay.
They're beautiful. Yeah,
two beautiful people.
You know what? They've moved on because Ryan's heading to Alabama.
Beautiful people.
Got a girl in quarantine that I need to sing this song to.
It's going to make her whole day. All right. So it's going to be a big surprise to the listener what song we play at the end. And it's this.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.